We're waiting for you.
Steve Gruber is America's voice.
Come and join us now. We need you with us. Come and join us now.
With all of the incessant noise coming out of D.C., it's hard to believe that things actually get done, but amazingly, they do. This president pushing through. My next guest is Secretary Sonny Perdue, Agricultural Secretary. He's been there since 2017, former governor of Georgia as well. And he is in Michigan today to talk about this brand new deal with Japan, sending $7 billion worth of U.S. ag goods to Japan. It's a big deal. It happened at a time when we're having difficulties with China, to say the least. Mr. Secretary, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. Good to have you here in my home state. Thank you for coming. Let's talk about this Japan deal. $7 billion was first reported. What does it encompass? What does it mean for farmers, not only in Michigan, but around the country?
Well, certainly it gives us momentum in the trade situation. Japan is one of our major customers. They are usually in the top three or four there. Certainly this particular agreement is especially good for beef, pork, and wheat, although it includes other many specialty crops along in that as well. As you said, $7 billion of exports tariff free or reduced in Japan.
Well, obviously, it comes at a good time, a critical time, I'd say, Mr. Secretary, because soybean farmers, not only in Michigan but across the grain belt here in the Midwest, having a difficult time. I've talked to some soybean farmers that are friends of mine saying that the prices are tough right now because of the tariff challenges with China. So this is a critical time. You say beef, pork, and wheat, but what about those soybean prices, corn prices, things of that nature?
Well, the good news is, Steve, is that China has come back into the soybean market. They're buying fairly aggressively right now, as you've heard the president say, and hopefully that can continue. I'm hoping the Japan agreement, as well as other agreements that we've had recently, can lead to momentum in the China discussions. But they've had difficulty in their country with African swine fever on their pork.
Sure.
And looking for pork and soybeans as well. So we're selling some, but that China has been the big market for soybeans.
Well, hopefully we'll see some more movement there. Let me ask you about something else that gets a lot of discussion here in the upper Midwest and in the grain belt and so forth. That's, of course, the USMCA deal with Canada and Mexico. It's a critical deal for agricultural producers here in Michigan and across the country. But yet, the Democrats are so enthralled with whatever they're doing and making all the noise about impeachment and so forth. We don't seem to see much progress here. I think it's a critical deal for Michigan farmers, certainly. Where is the USMCA, and can we get past this impasse, if you will?
Well, I certainly hope that the Congress won't let this silliness over this scavenger hunt of impeachment distract them from the real business of the economy of the U.S., and that includes a great trade agreement. President Trump committed that he would improve the NAFTA agreement. You know, in Michigan, how many jobs went to Mexico in the auto industry. This is a great agreement, not only for agriculture, which is really good, but also for the auto economy, auto parts economy, and labor, health, and many other issues that are important to Americans. So the speaker has it to put on the floor. I believe it would be ratified easily once it goes on the floor because it's good for the American economy.
Let me ask you about this. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue here on the program today. Let me ask you about this. I know that I've seen a couple of farms shut down over the last couple of years, farms that I've been familiar with for many years that have not made it financially because of the struggles faced by, well, by the family farm in America today. I'm sure it's true in Georgia, your home state. It's true in Michigan, my home state, and across this country. It's difficult to be a farmer. What about programs to keep the family farm alive, to make sure that farmers can remain viable, even in difficult markets?
Well, it's no doubt it's tough on the farming, but it just didn't happen when the trade disruptions happened either. These prices peaked in 12, early 13, and been sliding down ever since. Farm income has been reduced because of those lower commodity prices. The trade disruptions have also added to that, but that's not been the sole factor. The fact is the Farm Bill has provided safety nets, and this latest Farm Bill for the Michigan dairy industry is really important. As you said, the USMCA agreement that cracks open the Canadian market, gets rid of those disruptive and Class 7 milk schemes that Canada had for for our Michigan and upper Midwest farmers. That's important. But the safety net is there. That's also why President Trump, in these times of trade disruption, has authorized $12 billion last year and $16 billion this year for a trade mitigation program. And that's going out to farmers as we speak.
Mr. Secretary, you're traveling with Zippy Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau, and the Michigan Farm Bureau President Carl Bednarski today. What do you hope to tell people as you travel around talking about this new deal with Japan? I know you're going to be at the Saginaw Valley Research and Extension Center at Saginaw Valley University. What do you hope to share with folks, and what questions do you hope to answer along the way?
Well, I will be with Zippy Duval, the president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and he was in New York with a signing yesterday. He got a good up-close-in-front look at how the president has such an affection and affinity for our farmers, and part of this Japan agreement was exactly that. You know that he's insisted on China buying more ag products as part of the overall deal. So we hope to, I always hope to learn from Zippy. He's an authentic farmer, and I love to travel with him. We go to a lot of places, and either I'm following him or he's following me, but today we're together to see the sugar beet industry and the cut flowers and the extension service here, all the great things going on in Michigan.
Sure. We got about 30 seconds left. I want to ask you about one other thing. There was a lot of howling going on when the Ag Department decided to move some operations to St. Louis into the heart of the country and so forth. How is that going? I'll give you the last word on that and what you think.
Well, good. There was a lot of conversation, but that's almost complete. September 30th is the last day. We have got secured a great place out there. These folks are going to have a great life in the Kansas City area, and we're looking forward to getting good productivity, being able to reinvest this $300 million in savings and more research.
Well, Secretary Perdue, I greatly appreciate you taking the time out of your busy morning to be here. Thank you, sir.
Steve, good to visit with you. Have a great day.
You as well, my friend. Secretary Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, 31st in the United States history, just for record. Traveling in Michigan today, talking about the new deal with Japan. $7 billion in ag products going to Japan at a critical time. Back after this on the Steve Gruber Show.